This is episode 34, ND, of the Creative Listening Podcast. As you probably know, ND stands for natural disaster, because the most of the earth has been destroyed by a natural disaster, and the only living people that we know of are myself, Luke Laris.
Hey.
Hey, Luke. Luke is badly injured.
Yeah.
He took a meteorite to the shin bone. So
it's a lot worse than hitting it on furniture.
Yeah, and snickering over there in the corner. Jack Bynum has been driven insane.
Hello.
Somewhat. This is
my invisible panda.
And Birdie Anderson has been left alive as well.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I have issues.
You have issues. Well, as you guys know, this isn't news to you, but New Year's Eve 2013, a huge meteor shower came down and destroyed most of the earth. Volcanoes erupted, tidal waves, trees just fell on people, grass grew, tornadoes came through, typhoons.
I saw this guy I really hated get hit by a tree.
Wow. Was it like the movie Twister? Do you remember the movie Twister? Yeah.
Yeah, it was exactly like that movie.
You guys, I barely survived a tornado by implementing what happened at the end of the movie Twister. I tied a belt to a pipe and held onto the belt.
That's very good.
If you've never seen the movie, that is how they survived the tornado.
Ingenuity.
And it works, you guys, believe it or not. It really works.
And you're living proof of this.
Yeah, I'm living proof. And
yeah, you're
amazing.
That a class 5 tornado is not stronger than a leather belt tied to a pipe.
Amazing. So, amazing.
Most of us are laughing because we've been heavily drinking because of this event. And it's just
bourbon.
You know,
yeah.
Bourbon.
When things like this happen, it's just, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that I read and watched The Hunger Games before it all went down, because I'm pretty good with a bow.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, Birdie's been hunting for us.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty good. Now, I actually only recently read The Hunger Games before all the libraries were destroyed. And the only one I liked was Catching Fire.
That's the one I just read a little while ago.
Yeah.
I think it's my favorite.
Should have happened to PETA is what happened to my best friend Bill. He should have died at the beginning of the third book. And my best friend Bill was about to read the third book, but then he died.
From
grass growing through his head.
That's awful, man.
Luckily, we didn't experience
that's
that.
That's a bad way to go.
Yeah. Here. Now, Luke, I know you had some problems with meteor showers. What happened at your house?
Well, we were just at home drinking eggnog, just really getting into the whole eggnog thing because it's holidays. And and then we hear some big crashes and we look outside because, fireworks, man, because it's New Year's. And some really stellar fireworks going out, man. Like, buildings were exploding. I was like, man, they're really going all out this year. And then... And then suddenly half my house was gone and in flames.
It was kind of like the beginning of the movie Armageddon, where New York is hit unexpectedly.
Armageddon?
Yeah, Armageddon,
oh my
guys. I actually kind of like that movie a little bit.
Yeah,
just a teensy-weensy bit. But just like Armageddon, there's actually a giant meteor coming for us, and we're all going to die. So,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's no way of avoiding it.
So, also, the moon.
Bruce Willis, we need you.
The moon got hit quite a bit, and it's slow. Mm-hmm. It's moved a lot closer to the Earth, which has caused most of the irregular weather patterns.
Yeah,
it's a mess. And then I look up there, and the moon's like a third of the sky's gone, and like, why moon?
It's like that Cadillac commercial where this Dan was driving his kid, and like they drive like really fast, like absurdly fast, and then the moon is like really huge above the horizon. That's what the sky looks like.
Yeah. Well, it's a little like if one thing I've taken solace in that we can soldier on, it's the Book of Eli, the movie. Has anybody ever seen that movie?
Yes.
And I know, if Ian were here and alive, unfortunately he was a Sharknado destroyed him because he hadn't seen the movie, he wasn't prepared.
I think he did see it.
Anyway, but funny enough, it wasn't actually the sharks that killed him. It was a little mud shark. It actually got thrown into his mouth and he choked on it and died.
I thought it was the most bizarre
thing I've ever seen.
It's pretty crazy.
But anyways, the Book of Eli is a really good movie starring Denzel Washington, and it has some great twists. And it really motivated me, because if you see that movie, you'll be like, wow, you can soldier on through this because look at what this guy gets through. And I don't want to spoil anything, but that is one I do recommend. I think my mom even liked it. God rest her soul.
It's pretty bloody.
She got a paper cut the day before the apocalypse and died. So unfortunately,
The easy way out.
Yeah, the easy way.
That's rough.
Has anything else given you guys solace at this time or helped you prepare for?
I watched Armageddon.
Other
than that, I mean, I watched The Day After Tomorrow. Where, like, the world freezes over. Because, you know, in Kansas right now, it's like a solid block of ice.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, we've been having a nuclear winter over some of the world because we thought we were under attack, and so...
We blew up Russia.
We blew up a lot of stuff.
Just kind
of
nukes,
really.
Well, the game Metro 2033, which is about a group of Russians that hide in the metro system underneath Russia during a nuclear winter, has really prepared me for this, you know, because it's just... You know, it's come to the point where ammo is being used for currency now because you can't get good bullets anymore.
And you can't trust your fellow man anymore.
Nope. Yeah, and then we've also got all these strange creatures out there because of the nuclear fallout. And,
You know, what's kind of sad? I was really looking forward to signing up for Obamacare in 2014. I was really looking forward to that. So
it probably would have
I think
saved
it does
us.
Actually cover nuclear mutation. However, it doesn't cover a frequent problem people are having, which is small meteors lodged into your body.
Yeah.
Or starvation.
Sadly, it doesn't.
This is no longer America. We're no longer covered by starvation health plans.
I have to ask Luke, did you take a meteor to the knee?
Well, technically it was my shin, and you would countless talk. People have died for asking that question.
Really?
Okay. And because you're insane and I know you don't really mean it, I'll just spare you.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Just to prove I'm insane.
Yeah. Now you guys...
Bruce Willis is an amazing actor.
And that is why you are in chains against the wall and...
Thank you.
I'll tell you who's the good actor, that Nicolas Cage, you guys. ABC, always be caging. Always be caging.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg in The Happening, best performance ever.
Oh my God, I forgot about The Happening. That did not prepare me for this.
No, bodies...
Where plants rose up and killed
people.
People
lay down in front of lawnmowers and like fall off buildings like by their own will. They just kind of ran.
Now, you guys, as you know, we're low on gasoline, and I have developed a plan to drive a gas tanker across Texas and escape with the gasoline, just like in the movie The Road Warrior. Have you seen that one, Jack?
I
think we're going to have to fight some villains with spiky pads on their shoulders, spiky shoulder pads, and a kid with a boomerang. But
that whole movie just reminds me of a really cruddy WWE match.
It sounds like your plan is very flawed.
Well, I will use my Mel Gibson type powers because he's the star of this movie, and my double barrel shotgun like he has. It's sawed off. And I will drive that, as he says, I'll drive that tanker. And there may be a flying machine. You need to see this movie, Luke. There was a time.
Before you die.
Before all this happened, there was a movie, or there was a time in Australia when they made some really rough and tumble movies, and they would leave, for example, in The Road Warrior, there's a moment where a guy gets run over, and they just leave it in the movie, and the guy actually died.
Wow.
From that energy, but it stayed in the movie. Yeah, it's crazy. These are sad times, hard times, you guys.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't Australia like get completely submerged, like underwater?
Well, that's a good thing, actually, because that would have prevented the hellspawn that lives in Australia from spreading.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the tidal waves that hit the Pacific Rim, and does anybody have anything to say about those tidal waves that hit the Pacific Rim?
I mean, I think if it were giant robots and giant aliens fighting each other, I think the government would let us know.
I think a Kraken may have come through.
It's
who
possible.
Knows? Who knows?
One or two.
I actually took solace in a comic book called The Wake, that where these mermaid-like creatures cause a giant tidal wave to come. And I don't want to spoil too much because it wasn't finished before all this happened. But it looked like they were going to go into the future, like after everything. And I was hoping that would help us out. But that is a comic I recommend to take solace in if you were in the Pacific Rim. It's a mermaid creatures. And there's a guy you would like a lot, Luke. He's a big game hunter, and all he wants to do is like kill one of these mer creatures and eat it because he's. So he has lots of weapons and.
So he's American.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know where he's from, but he's a cool character. American. He's always got tons of weapons on him and.
American.
Yeah, he's a survivor.
Okay.
American.
Very American.
American. Yeah.
Well, you guys, it seems like it's getting awfully cold in here, and there's it sounds like earthquakes maybe are coming this way.
And I'm slowly,
is there anything else?
Slowly bleeding
gotta go
out
save
over
our
here.
Homies.
Yeah.
I tied them up out there.
I think
you know the last airbender wasn't that bad.
Bertie, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I think
Jackie's gone insane. We're gonna have to.
I think your ponies have, they've morphed.
We're gonna have to cut out at this point. I think I hear some mutants coming, and I'm gonna have to get my Guns of Gilead ready, like Roland Deschaine. If you get that reference, you're off. Awesome. So, live on, human race.
Camel.
Created Listening out. Follow us on Twitter if that still exists @CreatedListen.